and welcome to episode 16 of I Woke Up Like This. I am Katie Ryan.
And this is Ashley from Indelible.
And we have a wonderful guest with us today.
Charlene is with us. Charlene, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Charlene Miller, and I work at Design Hair Crew Studio in Frederick, Maryland.
So Charlene has been an eyelash eyebrow eyeliner, like the full-blown complete eye package. She started with me when I was working from the house. So she's seen from like ground one and the growth with Indelible. And we definitely have gotten to know each other over the years. And as you know, this is our Girls Night In episode.
Yes.
So we just got done with a series of eyelashes. So now we're just taking a break and learning about other beauty treatments.
So today we are focusing on hair, which is why we're so excited to have you here today.
Awesome.
So it is hot, it is humid, and everybody's hair is frizzy. The story of, what am I going to do with this today? Like when I pull up my hair, I have like little horns because my little baby fuzz is like going all over the place. So
now your hair doesn't look like you have any frizz problems.
Oh, I can. I can. But I use a specific product that has totally transformed my hair for me because I do have natural curly hair.
Oh.
So it's, this, especially this particular summer, if I didn't have what I am presently using, I would have been like not very pretty at all.
And what is that? What's your trick?
My trick is I'm actually using a new product that I've gotten acquainted with that's called Monette. And it just has really transformed my hair. This is the time of the year where I would have to like cans of shine spray just to get the shine in my hair. This product has like totally transformed. I don't have to use shine spray on my hair anymore. I'm just basically shampooing, conditioning, and some styling products and blow drying my hair. And I have been amazed at how it was doing. I also did do a particular product that is called, it's by the Brazilian Blowout, and it's, let me think of the name, so I'll tell you right away. It is it's not the full-blown Brazilian Blowout.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Brazilian Blowout Zero Plus, I think. So it only takes like an hour. It's not quite as involved. And basically what it did was it just seals down the cuticle of the hair, thus giving you a much smoother look. And it lasts for maybe about 4 weeks. And I actually did that probably about closer to like 6 weeks ago.
Yes. Brazilian blowouts are something that I've always loved. I mean, you get them. How often are you supposed to get those?
Those you really only, technically, they should last 3 to 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
I've known some people who get them a little sooner than that. I think it's just all in what you get accustomed to and how you want your hair to look. I personally, from a professional standpoint, I think it is good to wait at least 3 months before you get the next one.
I mean, your hair just feels so wonderful afterwards. And if you straighten your hair almost every day like I do, it just makes things so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
So for those people who don't know, what exactly is a Brazilian blowout? And I have another side question as well. Is there a difference between a Brazilian blowout and a keratin treatment?
Yes.
Or are they the same thing?
Let me address that one first. They can be very similar, very close, but there are some keratin treatments that are actually a little bit more involved. And when that grows out, like for instance, with the Brazilian blowout, and have you ever had one?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you notice it just kind of like faded out? It didn't.
Yeah.
Where a lot of times with the keratin treatment, and also remember a couple of years ago, the big thing, the big trend was like what they call the Japanese straightener. And so some keratin treatments and that like that Japanese straightener, it literally just kind of grows out. Like if you're getting your hair colored, so that you'll have this nice smoothness, but then a month to 2 months, you're going to have that kinky nappiness at the
your normal hair is going to grow out, and
there's
you're going to see that like almost demarcation line.
Yes, exactly. The Brazilian blowout, it just kind of like fades out of the hair, so therefore you don't see like a sudden line of demarcation in the hair. So it's kind of a nicer, smoother transition.
Mm-hmm. So does it depend on the person's hair for which one you would recommend?
Oh, definitely. also with the Brazilian blowout, a lot of times what it will do, and I'm sure you've probably noticed this, is that if your hair has a tendency, especially in this type of weather that we've been experiencing, it gets big. Mm-hmm. So what the Brazilian blowout will do, well, both of them will do it, but bothly what they will do is kind of like debulk the hair. So it gets it the nice, smooth, seals down the cuticle really nice and tight so that when the moisture comes, it doesn't want it to expand.
Oh.
Your hair lays a lot nicer.
Yes. Yeah, and it's a lot easier and a lot smoother because some people really don't know how to not to gently use the flat iron. There usually tends to be a lot of overage use on the flat iron, and that's the reason why you'll have these last ends, even though they're, you know, you've had the Brazilian, they'll still look really, because they're too much heat
right
on the hair, which just fries the hair.
It does. I try to use a protecting, like a heat protector spray. And then I run out, and then I don't buy one for, like, another 6 months, but...
Well, that's the beauty of it. The Brazilian Blowout, they actually have a line of products, and I've gotten reacquainted with them since moving to Design Crew, and I've actually found that I love their smoothing serum. Mm. Even on people who do not have that actual Brazilian Blowout on their hair, I love that product. It just is really nice. It makes it so much easier to blow dry that person's hair. Because there are some people who are just literally afraid to put those chemicals on their hair.
Right.
And these products really help. They also have a thermal protecting balm that you can put on that is really nice too. Oh. And it just adds a little bit more shine to the hair.
And I've been told to not turn my flat iron up all the way. Keep it on one of those mid to lower.
Especially with your highlights, you want to do that. But you see, with most flat irons not being at like 450 degrees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks I need to have it up at 450. No.
Guilty.
Don't do that to your hair.
Guilty. I know. When I really want it straight.
I'm like, I don't have much time. Maybe if I crank it up, yeah, that will speed things up.
Well, and that's the other thing. A lot of people, they take too many passes on the hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually seen, when people are getting Brazilian blowouts done, I've actually seen the stylist like go over it just one too many times. You know, if you just take your time, not like hold it down on the hair, but if you just apply a little bit of pressure and take your time going down that hair shaft, you don't have to keep going over it 20, 25 times. It should just take a couple of swipes and be done.
So for people who haven't had this treatment done, just kind of give like an overview of what your appointment looks like if you decide to get this done.
You're going to need probably at least 2 hours time, because what it does is you want to shampoo the hair, and then you're going to apply one of their products, then you're going to dry the hair, you're going to flat iron it, then you're going to go back over, you're going to rinse it out, you're going to apply another product that's kind of like a sealant, like a neutralizer type thing, and then you're going to dry the hair all over again. Plus, somewhere along there, if you're going to get it cut, you have to allow your time for your cut and styling as well. So it normally, I have seen some people get it done in less than 2 hours, but I usually tell people to allow 2.5 hours just to be on the safe side.
And I've heard that it can lighten your hair during the process. Is that true?
Yes. It can give like a shade lighter.
Okay. So,
if you're a color client and you want to get the Brazilian blowout, my suggestion is to always do the Brazilian blowout first and then do your color.
So the color stays exactly where it needs to be.
In separate appointments?
In separate appointments. Yeah, I personally wouldn't do the both of them at the same time because I think it's good to allow your hair to go back to the natural pH.
And then you mentioned chemicals earlier, some people not wanting to do it because of that. Is there an age range that you would recommend not going below for maybe younger girls not really needing to get it done?
Personally, I don't think that anybody under the age of 12 should have it done.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are other things that you can do to kind of like smooth that hair out.
Right.
But until you get to that person that they've gone through the puberty stage.
Yeah.
I think it's good to not touch them.
Right.
Now, have I done it in the past? Yes, I have. But now, as I've matured in my profession, I think it's probably good to wait till they've gone through the puberty stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a matter of just, there again, having common sense to take good care of your hair, to know that you need good hydration.
Right.
You need to use something that's going to help put the strength back in to your hair, or else, therefore, like you said earlier, it can just snap.
Yes.
You know?
I have had that happen.
You want to keep the elasticity in the hair.
Yeah. Speaking on that topic, do you recommend, I know biotin is really great for your hair. Is that something that you recommend for damaged hair?
Biotin is always really good for your hair. As far as like your natural minerals, herbs, whatever, jojoba is good for the hair. Mm-hmm. Biotin, vitamin A and E are really good for the hair. Even, you know, you can even use a simple thing as like coconut oil to moisturize your hair.
Yes, I liked it.
And it's great.
It was.
It's a natural product,
mm-hmm.
and it works great.
My hair was super soft and shiny after I put coconut oil on it. I need to do that more
often. You can even actually use olive oil.
Oh.
It takes a little bit more to shampoo it out.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, olive oil is very natural, too, and it has a lot of healing properties to it.
Because I feel like towards the beginning of summer, my hair just gets so dry for some reason. And then even throughout the summer a little bit, now I feel like I'm finally getting some moisture for some reason back in my hair. But
well, that's the thing. You have to kind of like, there's a difference, and I want to make sure that I can explain this to you guys the right way. There's a difference between hydration and moisture.
Mm, what is that?
Well, you have to think about if you're, Ashley is like me on this, so when you drink plenty of water, you're keeping your body hydrated.
Okay.
And that ultimately will affect the hair as well. Moisture is what lays on the outer part. So sometimes, like when we do flat iron, when we do color our hair, we're constantly blow drying. You know, even if we use a curling iron, same thing, the heat props. You want to keep something in there to keep the moisture in so that it doesn't dry it out.
Gotcha.
So moisture kind of like lays, you know, think about it. We're always moisturizing our skin.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting it on the outside. And it will seep in a little bit, but your hydration really comes from the inside.
Right.
So that's what people need to think about. Water. That's the importance of drinking plenty of water.
It helps everything.
It really does.
Well, your skin, you know from your field too what it does. And it really does help a lot.
Perfect.
So tell us where your hair studio is, and do you offer the blowout, the keratin, and what are the price ranges?
Design Crew Hair Studio is located on Thomas Johnson Drive. It's in the Wise Market Shopping Center. We're literally right beside the liquor store.
Okay.
I forget what the liquor store's name is, but we're right beside the liquor store.
When in doubt, look for the wine.
Yeah. Just look at the stream of people going in. You'll see where we are. We're right next door. We offer the Brazilian blowout. We offer the Brazilian blowout zero plus. I'm pretty sure that's the name of it. And we also offer another service that's called Heat Cure, which is made by Redken. And that basically is a mini version of the Brazilian blow down. It just helps to seal the cuticle of the hair. Therefore, it's going to help it to be smoother and less frizzy as well, too. The Brazilian blowout, I believe, is $250. I could be wrong on that.
That sounds about right, yeah.
But I'm going to say $250 and under are those particular treatments.
Mm-hmm. But just think of that $250. That's lasting like 3 to 4 months.
And it's, if you're a woman on the go, and we both, all of us know what our summer has been like here in Maryland. Crazy, you know, just getting 2 inches of rain last mm-hmm. night. Ridiculous. And we've had a lot of humidity. So if you're a woman on the go, you're in the business world, you don't have time. You're like, if you're taking time for yourself and exercising and you working in a corporate world, you own your own business, you're a mom, that Brazilian blowout is probably going to save you probably at least 10 to 15 minutes every day.
Oh, my goodness.
Which
and
is
we
the
all
theme
know
of us.
That we like to save time
exactly.
on this podcast.
You could sleep in a little longer. You could have another cup of coffee, you know, whatever it would be. It's just going to help to save time.
Well, you've sold me. You'll see me soon.
Yes. Have you not had one before?
I have not.
What?
Well, I grew up on the West Coast. I didn't have to deal with humidity and this
true.
Frizz. And I move out here and I'm like, oh.
It is
what's going on here.
A gift to yourself that I would do over and over again. It's exciting to know that you're going to get that done and that you're not really going to have to worry about flat ironing your hair for a few months, because you can just blow dry it straight and it just looks great.
It really is great. And plus, just like we were talking earlier, just the mere fact that you have so much shine in your hair,
yes,
too.
Yes, that too.
Because most people who have natural curly hair, natural curly hair has the tendency most of the time to be dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
It lacks moisture. It's always needing that moisture. It's always needing that hydration. So when you're one of those and then you get the Brazilian blowout, the difference in your hair is just like amazing.
The only thing I asked when I got my first one was, will I still be able to curl my hair if I'm going to an event or something? And I didn't have any problem with that.
No. Some people may find that their hair doesn't hold curl as well as they were expecting mm-hmm. it to, but it does hold. I've never had any problem with, you know, curling a client's hair with it.
Yeah. So it's really nice. Ugh.
Okay, well, stay tuned. I'll have to do a Facebook Live like I usually do after all of these Girls Nugget episodes.
It's awesome. It's worth it.
Well,
yay. Well, thank you so much for joining us on our podcast
today. Thank you for having
me. This was a lot of fun, and we learned a lot.
Yes, we did.
Yay. So we will see you on our next episode.
The next episode, we are going to be talking about what's new at Indelible. There's been some exciting things happening.
Plenty to talk about there. So we will see you next time. Thanks for joining us.
Bye, guys.